Wiggy, what is up to everybody out there? This is the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 68. 68 of all of them, thanks.
There are all 68.
Of them?
Of them.
I am Sneaker Peter.
That makes me the statistical father, and thank you for joining us today.
On this wonderful hot day in Los Angeles.
Another hot one, but like still pretty nice, all things considered.
I was just going to say, it's not necessarily like LA summer heat just yet, but if there was a day, it was today.
Yeah, it's been hot.
And by the time you guys hear or watch this, it'll probably be cooled down a little bit.
Maybe. Watch it at night, and then that way we'll be correct.
That's right. First and foremost, please subscribe and comment and like on our YouTube channel. Check us out and follow us on our social media accounts, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok Talk, where we talk about tacos.
Tacos. I wish we talked about tacos.
Tacos sound pretty good right now.
Change our podcast theme.
Talks and tacos. Burries and tacos. What is up, Julie?
What's up, baby?
How are you enjoying this, the free agency and all the trades so far, after now that it's kind of died down?
Yeah, I think the next big, since last week, the only real big trade to go down was Norm Powell was moved to the Heat. Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson got sent to the Jazz. And the Jazz sent out John Collins to the Clippers. The Jazz are trying to put together the absolute worst roster humanly possible. But they're giving up. They gave up a pick too in one of these trades. They gave up like a second, which, yeah, you know, second round picks don't always pan out. But like an asset is an asset. So, but overall, I mean, it's been kind of. I don't know. I don't know what you think about the offseason. I heard Howard Beck talking about how, like, the offseason isn't what it used to be. Where like, where's Kevin Durant going to sign? Where's LeBron going to sign? Like usually. Now, these guys, like he was saying, these guys are getting traded and then signing a new deal with whatever team they get traded to because whatever team they were on, the relationship already fell apart at that point, which is kind of true. I
mean, yeah.
I can't really remember the last time there was, like, a guy of, like, a KD level that you're like, dude, where's he going to sign? Like, mm-hmm. We don't know.
Yeah, so, it's been all kind of, like, the big names left through trade or released.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's been, I feel like it's been kind of quiet in a way, but I feel like there's still a few dominoes to fall.
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
Again, it's just the beginning, so they technically can make trades throughout this whole season until about what, February, I think.
Right? Yeah.
There's,
but the guys that got traded are on new contracts. I don't think they're eligible for trade until
like
mid December, something like that. January, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised a little bit by the Clippers moving Norman Powell. After him being kind of their best scorer, I would say, even last season. But they definitely re-upped on the bigs with Brooke, right? And John Collins, and then your starter is obviously Zubats. So I think they're set there.
They're going big, which is interesting. We talked last week about the Rockets being really big.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if Jonas Valanciunas ends up staying in Denver. That's another team that's kind of big.
Yeah.
So the West is getting big. They're beefing up.
And it's, I mean, again, the West will be a stacked conference.
Powerhouse conference.
Super crazy again this year, just with all the moves that have been made already. With some of these guys that haven't been signed yet. Couple names.
Couple notable ones.
Yeah.
Russ is up there. He's linked everywhere right now. There was rumors of him signing with the Kings at one point.
Kings, because he wants to stay close to home. I think Milwaukee was a rumor I saw that
I
they
saw
were
Milwaukee
interested in him.
Just recently, yeah.
I don't know if he will go there, because I think it's his choice, right? He's a free agent.
He's a free agent, yeah.
Yeah, I think he does want to stay close to home, meaning maybe this is one of his last couple of years.
Maybe,
right?
Yeah.
Russ, and then you also have newly, is he released yet, Beal? They haven't worked the buyout yet, right?
No, so that's kind of one of the weirder free agency situations that we need to dive into on this episode, is that, you know, so Beal is one of two players with a no trade clause in his contract, which carried over from the Wizards, which he then waived to be traded to the Suns to form a super team with KD and Book. And now, you know, he's owed, I think this year, $55 million, and next year, $57 million, which is one of the highest salaries in the NBA.
Ridiculous.
And for a guy of his level, I mean, I think I was listening to the Zach Lowe show, and he said that in his last, like, six seasons, he's averaged about 52 games a year. So he's getting paid almost $1 million per game based on how much he actually plays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people are kind of waiting now. They're holding their breath for a potential contract buyout because he's just dead weight for that Suns team. They can't do anything with his contract. They can't trade him. It's so much money that they can't sign enough players to make the team competitive. But I don't know. Would you – I mean, when you look at, like, what happened with Damian Lillard and what we know can happen when you – as Lakers fans, when you stretch – when you wave and stretch, like – that contract comes back to, like, find you year after year after mm-hmm. year. And Dame's what the Bucks will owe Dame after waving and stretching is, like, ridiculous. It's, like, 5 years. It's, like, I think it's, like, $20 million a year or something ridiculous.
He was still under contract for 22.5 for the next 3 to 4 years, I believe. So if you're stretching that, I mean, he can retire now and be good until the rest of his life.
I mean, they obviously already could. But it's like they're just kind of they added on this huge dead weight to their contracts for the next 5 years
because
it extends it. It makes it less year over year, but now you don't even get the player anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think now I feel like maybe seeing people kind of in the NBA media recoil a little bit at the Dame situation. Maybe the Suns are kind of rethinking, like, ooh, do we want to, like, they're also, if they wave and stretch him, then he's going to be hit, like, they're going to be hit with another big contract anyways. Like,
exactly.
They're going to have to pay that over many years, and it's going to suck for them.
Let's not forget that the Suns have 75 guards on the team, with Beal being the one with the biggest contract, so you definitely want to at least buy him out so that you have that money kind of back, right?
Yeah.
That's a matter of if the organization does want to go that route. How do you feel about, like, with the, like, these three guards? Like, okay, so CP3 is another guy that we wanted to talk about. Just kind of like, just almost at the, like, top of the game and kind of now just where they are. Like,
well, they're just aging out. CP3 and Russ mainly. I do wonder about Russ in the locker room because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know the Russ experience is like he's gonna brick four shots in a row, ruin your game with like a late game turnover, and then the next game he's gonna score 18 and be electric, and it's like,
yeah.
I guess that's fine. You sign up for that. Everyone in the NBA knows that that's what Russell Westbrook gives you, but it is interesting, like. So many teams have willingly moved on from him at this point.
And it's weird to see, right?
Like, and again, that's partially aging out. I feel like Russ, out of the three, maybe has the most upside, even more than Beal. I'm pretty low on Beal, but...
I am too, and I was going to bring it up that... Because I used to love watching him play. I thought he was an amazing player, especially side-by-side with John Wall on that Wizards team.
Those teams were fun.
A guy who could probably get a 30-piece whenever he wanted. And the belief in me, or the hope in me, hopes that wherever he lands, if he were to get bought out, we can kind of still see an old glimpse of that. Just because I liked how good he was before, you know? So I'd love to see it again wherever he does end up.
You know? I think that's the problem, is that, like, when you look at his... I mean, obviously, he has the no-trade clause, so no matter what trade the Suns line up, he could just be like, yeah, sorry, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So it's got to be the right deal for him, which can be difficult. I mean, he's in a weird spot, you know? You're obviously the guy to be moved, mm-hmm. but you can also be like, I don't want to be moved. It's just got to be not fun. But I just think, personally, I don't think Beal was ever as good as people thought he was.
Yeah.
I don't think he was ever worth this contract that he's on. He wasn't worth a no-trade clause. I mean, the Wizards were... I guess, nice to do mm-hmm. that, and make them like their franchise guy. But then obviously, you know, they had new ownership and new management, and so they, that new management's like, no, this is not our guy. So I don't know. I think Beal. I don't know, man. He's just.
Do you think the Suns, when they were putting that super team together, you think it was like throw the money at them so we can keep them and have them here? You know, do you think it is a lot of that going on?
I mean, they haven't given Beal a new contract. He's on the same contract.
Oh, he's on that one from all the,
from Washington. Yeah, mm-hmm. They gave him a huge extension and this no trade clause.
They're just responsible for it.
they just absorbed it when that trade finally went down. So now. I don't know. This may sound crazy to think of a guy that is under contract for $55 million, but I think if he got waived, he would be probably a bench player on most of the teams that were interested. Most of the competitive teams.
Yeah.
I don't know where he would start. He's an injury liability. His shooting is good. That's what he's known for, but it's not like amazing, you know? It's not high end. Malik Beasley, you know, Clay, those kind of guys are like the high end shooters.
Right.
Steph, of course, goes without saying, KD. I don't know. I just think he's he's leveled out. I think you have to expect, if you're going to have Bradley Beal on your team, that you're probably only going to get about 50 games and he's going to give you a 15 to 18 a night, you know?
Yeah.
And that's good. That's like a serviceable rotation piece in the NBA, but he just hasn't been a part of a winning team in like 8 years at least, right? So I don't know. That's a tough situation.
I mean, like I said, I have hope because I do want to see him play well again. I want to see at least a little bit of a shade of what he used to be. Let's put the player to a team. Not necessarily where you think CP3, Russ, and Beal are going to go, but where do you think they fit best?
CP3, I think that's kind of a... Well, I guess let's stick with Beal, just kind of close that loop.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that's really tough because if it's a trade... No one really has the space to absorb that, I don't think.
Let's assume that he gets bought out. So it's clean slate.
But if he gets bought out and he can go wherever, San Antonio could be an interesting place. I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could use a shooter. I think he would probably be a bench piece for any team that's trying to contend. And I do think the Spurs are going to... really try to contend this year.
They're
kind of
going
Fox.
For it, yeah.
You know, shooter could be good there. I don't know what Beal will go for in the free market, right? Is he like a mid-level exception?
True, and...
It's more than a minimum, but...
I would assume he would want a role that where he's going to play a lot.
Yeah, and I guess it's like, I don't know if teams want to give him that.
Yeah, right.
I
was going to bring up the Heat, right? His name was attached there. I think there's a couple openings. They're a little bit of a rebuild mode, right, with Tyler.
Yeah, they're in a weird space right now.
So I can see him going there, even in a starting role.
See, and that's... So if you do start him there, then what about... is Tyler Hero your point guard?
I think you have to
move
him.
Is that what you do?
Because they got rid of Rozier, I think.
I'm not sure.
And he's
happening.
Also involved in the gambling.
I think he got cleared of that.
Is he cleared
at
already?
At least by the state, like the feds. I don't know if the NBA just agrees with that investigation or if they're doing their own, but kind of a weird situation. I think the Heat still have... Davion Mitchell is a free agent. I don't remember if he...
I think he was involved in a trade or he got signed somewhere or something.
So Davion Mitchell did return to the Heat just 2 days ago. So that's kind of a point guard, not a traditional point guard. Not that Beal's a point guard, but like I just think if you put Beal in Miami, it's like, okay, is he a two? Is he a three?
Yeah.
What are we really doing here? I feel like he just fits too many roles that Tyler Hero already does. If I'm the Heat. But if the money's right, again, if it's a mid-level and you have money to spend and you want to try and at least be competitive this year... Because the Heat are in a weird space where, like, they don't have that leading star anymore that's going to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
then I guess that, I mean, that can be a good fit to, like, hey, we just need a guy. We need a guy who's going to come and get buckets and maybe can help us in the playoffs. If they'll definitely make it because the East sucks. But
who's the backup guard in San Antonio?
I think I kind of depends on their starting five.
You got Vassell there.
Yeah, you have Devin Vassell.
I only bring it up because what if you have a little reunion with CP3, you know, as your backup?
I think he's moving on from the Spurs.
You think
so? I don't think they're going to bring him back.
Yeah.
They have Stephen Castle, who's kind of plays that point guard spot.
Rookie of the year, forget it.
And then Blake Wesley is still kind of nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they moved him in that deal for.
Oh, they did. For Olynyk. They did.
They moved Malachi Branham as well.
And that 26 second round.
Which was kind of an odd deal.
The pick, I think, was what made it a little extra, but. Spurs usually know what they're doing.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it seems like if the Spurs wanted to bring Chris Paul back, this deal would have been done already. He was already on the team. He knows the guys. So maybe there's just not really mutual interest. I think maybe CP3 on a team like the Spurs wanted to start. And now with De'Aaron Fox, it's like, hey, you're not starting.
How about Nuggets?
Again, probably would come off the bench.
Behind Jamal.
Which, if he wants to, that'd be an interesting place.
I can see him being... Him and Joker kind of having a nice little...
I mean, that would be crazy.
Right?
He did say in a interview recently that this may... He said at most he's going to play one more year. And most people are taking that to mean this season. I guess technically it could mean this season plus one more year.
Yeah.
But the end is coming for CP3. And he did say that he really would... His family's in LA and he would like to... be with his family as much as possible. So
maybe even a reunion
finally coming to the Lakers.
Yeah. I know you I'm also down to not have him on the Lakers, but I feel like it wouldn't hurt to have him as a backup, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a like little bit you of have a... Gabe Vincent, you have Reeves and Bronny, I guess,
and Goodwin
Goodwin. So we are very guard heavy, the Lakers. Uh-huh. So I just don't know.
I mean, our big three is basically all creator.
Yeah,
you know, they can create for themselves and other players.
So. I mean, it's crazy. I still think Chris Paul's pretty serviceable, but maybe like if he's like 10th guy, you know, like way down on the bench, he's just a locker room guy.
He's your Udonis Haslam, you know.
Maybe that makes LeBron happy too. I mean, that's not a competitive move,
but you get his
friend. He's your friend. Clippers reunion seems like that just makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't really know who the Clippers backup point guard is off the top of my head. It kind of just seems like.
Yeah, they got rid of.
Harden's your point guard. Chris Dunn can play.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Point guard if necessary. Ben Simmons is gone, or at least for now. He's also a free agent that I suppose could come back.
Yeah.
Bogdan Bogdanovic can handle the ball a little bit. Patty Mills was on the team last year. I honestly don't know if mm-hmm. he's a free agent or not this year, and what his situation is. He is a free agent this year, so. I mean, that could be something that would maybe, I think, make the most sense.
Yeah.
CP3 is definitely another guy that seems like, similar to what you said with Russ, is like he, right now, he wants to play competitive basketball, which you can get from both teams in LA, maybe Phoenix, like you said, too, which is close enough to LA that, but being home is obviously his priority. So, I mean, all of those teams are going to be mostly competitive. I think the LA team's a little bit more than the Suns, but, yep. So we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back to the Clippers. We were talking about this before the show that, like, you said if when you picture like CP3 at his best, you think of the Hornets, and then I was kind of saying how like it's weird that the Hornets, the New Orleans Hornets don't exist. When they also spent time in OKC before the Thunder were there.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Thunder's there. He played with the Thunder, but that's like not his. The team that he was a rookie with, where he was MVP candidate, leading the league in steals, assists. Like, that wasn't the franchise he was with.
Yeah.
The Hornets of New Orleans don't exist. They're the Pelicans now. So it's kind of like he never really played for that team.
That was a really good point you brought.
Yeah. And then the Hornets are now back in Charlotte. But he, even though he's from North Carolina, he never played for the Charlotte Hornets.
Or Bobcats.
Doesn't really have a tie to them. So it's kind of like, even though I think many people will associate his absolute like most competitive years with the Clippers. It's weird that like his first start where people were like, dude, this guy is, I mean, people knew he was going to be good for out of Wake Forest, but like some of his best years, there's not really a team to associate him with. Yeah. Like, can you picture, like, doesn't a CP3 Pelicans jersey seem weird?
A little weird.
That would be weird.
Especially if he didn't play in it.
If you saw a dude on the street in a CP3 Pelicans jersey, you'd be like, huh.
Sensi?
So I feel like Clippers make sense as like a reunion, maybe a retirement tour. Yeah. So
That was a good question that you brought up. Definitely the Clippers, because he was part of a success that the Clippers never really saw.
Yeah. They were the leader of that success too, yeah. Really.
And they were the buzz of, you know, the NBA for a while with Lob City. And at the best is definitely when he was with that Oklahoma City team. Because like I said earlier, he was dunking still. You know, he was averaging over 10 assists, and he was also a CBG. So
yeah, man. You know? At his peak, he was like easy one 20 of the best. And 10, yeah. And then like two or three steals. Mm-hmm. He was mean.
And he will find the big, always.
Man, some of those matchups against, on the Clippers and on the Hornets, he would get Powell to switch onto him. Mm-hmm. And just torch him. And it drove me crazy watching those pick and rolls.
It drove me crazy, especially against the Lakers, for sure. What would be a good stat is who he had more lobs to. Blake or Chandler? Tyson Chandler. Probably Blake.
Blake,
because that was like their MO.
Yeah, Blake could jump out of the gym. Not that, I mean, Tyson Chandler.
He was feeding him too. That's why. Yeah.
But Blake's athleticism. It was like two steps through the roof. And he was to the rim, and he could jump over Kendrick Perkins and Timothy Mozgov twice.
And then Powell.
That was off arm though. That was an offensive foul.
A little
foul.
Cheating. Yeah, a little bit of a.
So yeah, that's. I feel like those old guards, you know, it's kind of like that weird time in their career.
Yeah.
So to me, the number one like old guard weird end of your career was AI, where like AI signed with the Grizzlies
and the Detroit Pistons,
and now he's playing in Turkey.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So. It's just one of those times that's weird to me, which is why I brought it up, because three guys who, you know, I kind of looked up to in their prime.
Yeah, for sure.
Are on the, you know, at the back end of their career. So it's kind of just weird to see it. And what interesting to see where you think they'd end up.
Yeah, I mean, time will tell. I've heard Clippers for the Beal. I've heard Beal for the Clippers
as
well.
I've heard that too, yeah.
Maybe Lakers after, yeah. You know, 20 years of rumors of Bradley Beal joining the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't drive we'll me. See. Doesn't make me super excited, but... maybe with the Clippers, you know, off the bench, like another kind of fill the gap of Norm Powell scoring as best as he can, you know?
If he can be on the Lakers and fill the Gabe Vincent role better than Gabe Vincent did, then I think that's a win. If he ends on the Lakers.
I just don't trust Beal as like a distributor, as a point guard. I don't think he has that skill. So, and not that Gabe Vincent is like a great, great distributor point guard, but I do think he's better. I mean, he's better.
Yeah, and we only really needed him to score some buckets and shoot threes, you know, and if he could play defense, that's a plus. Right?
The Lakers do have the benefit of, like, even though they're all in the starting five, Reeves, Luka, and LeBron can all be your de facto point guard.
Yeah.
Reeves is obviously not nearly in the same league as a passer as both of those other guys, but you can do it. You can stagger those minutes and, you know, have Reeves out there by himself running the show. So I don't think Beal's a necessity, but again, I actually don't think he's going to be released. I think the Suns are not that good, and they need to try and figure it out. And I mean, Beal does kind of pigeonhole your team for the next 2 years, but I feel like that's going to be better than, you know,
whatever the alternative option.
Yeah,
is
like waving and stretching is going to be rough. And who knows? Maybe, you know, it's the trade deadline and someone's like, we just need one more piece. Mm-hmm. And they're, again, coming up with that salary is going to be really hard, but to match salaries.
$50 mil, dude.
But you just don't know. To me, it seems worthwhile at this point, like, just to hold on to him.
Yeah, that's true. Even if you have seven guards.
Seven guards and seven wins.
You wanted to talk about the new video game cover.
Super Mario.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Konga.
Very interesting player choices.
Yes, for NBA 2K26. Here are all four covers.
And deserving. Very deserving.
Yeah, yeah.
My question to you real quick is also, do you think the curse doesn't follow in basketball, right?
I don't feel like there's a curse. The Madden curse definitely seems real. Is
for sure.
But no, I don't feel like there's a 2K curse.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't even know who was the 2K cover athlete for last year.
Yeah.
I can think of some from when
I think it was like the special... Oh, no, that was 24, the special edition Kobe.
Kobe's been that... He's been the cover athlete like 5 times.
Yeah, well, I mean, you always... if you want to sell the game.
Just a bit of news. You know, this was just announced today as we're recording. Definitely all well-deserved. I kind of wanted to do a deep... The Angel Reese one looks... It almost looks like not... A picture.
it's supposed to look like she's in mid move.
Yeah, which I get, but like her face looks like it's taken from another photo or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. Where all of these kind of look right.
This is like the special edition one, or
yeah, I mean, superstar edition. I don't really know what the difference is between all these. I know when they started rolling out like all these different editions, you could, or back in the day, I remember it was just like a fun thing, like. Oh, I'm gonna get the Bird cover. Oh, I'm gonna get the Jordan cover, a Magic cover, and they were all the same game. But now it's like I think you pay more for this one and you get mm-hmm. other stuff, and then same with this one. I think the WNBA one will be the same as this regular one, mm-hmm. but I mean,
do you remember when we went to the card convention and saw the like what was that like a $2,000 Kobe Bryant special one, and then you were like, I have that.
I can't believe that goes for $2,000. That seriously does not make sense. I mean, mine's. Opened, but you know, so that reduces the value. But
yeah, you're like, I have it.
It's only worth $1,000 now.
But cool choices for the covers. I think you know you got your a champ, and then you have a legend, Hall of Famer, and an up and coming star superstar.
Yeah,
you know, in the WNBA. So cool choices.
They used to do cool international versions too, mm-hmm. Covers where like Tony Parker was like the French cover, mm-hmm. and like.
2K26. That's not French, though. I don't
that's
know.
Very, that's very so French
that's
right
not
now.
Not French at all. I don't know.
You know, Dirk in Germany or whatever, something like that. Yeah. I don't know if they'll still do that. That would be cool. But
that is pretty awesome.
I kind of big news for basketball gamers.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to tie in. If you were to take a closer look at Angel Reese, she is wearing a very new shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Brand not even out yet shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Her first signature shoe.
Yes.
Which also was just announced today by Reebok to coincide with, I think, the announcement of that she's a 2K cover athlete.
Those are dope.
That's the Reebok Angel Reese 1. They look nice, man. They look pretty nice.
I actually love the design.
The design is cool. Pretty novel, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's a triple white, maybe.
It looks like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, all white's always awesome. Is her necklace, does that symbolize her logo as well?
I believe it's her logo. Maybe. We had her shoes on last week, but,
I like it. I like it a lot. This colorway makes the shoe a little different from that, just because maybe the angle.
Well, so that was, that one was the Reebok Engine A.
Ah,
so okay. A different shoe too.
Okay.
But in her collection, like she has a Shaq Gnosis and then a few pieces of clothing. They're all kind of that shade of pink or that dark brown purple kind of color.
That's right. Before she gets her signature shoe, she's going to wear like a couple of the other
models. Yeah, she had a couple models. I think the Engine A has been her model. Like she's been the flagship athlete for that.
Yeah.
On its, I think, re-release.
Really nice shoe, man. Really beautifully designed.
So this is cool. No release date yet, but 2026 is what Reebok's eyeing. And mm-hmm. Shaq and AI, man, they've been putting in work.
Killing it.
Trying to get Reebok back in the game.
Which cover would you get?
Of 2K? Mellow.
Yeah.
Just the one of him, the solo Mellow one.
I like that one too.
He's also kind of a funny, like, where do you think of Mellow more? Denver or New York?
Denver, but...
For me, Denver.
Denver because of the battles against the Lakers with Kobe.
He was nasty. I mean, he was nasty in New York, but Denver...
Denver worried me when we played them. Like,
how many times did we go to 7 games or like close to 7 games?
Yeah. Like, when we played Utah a bunch of times, I was never scared of Deron Williams and Boozer.
No.
The Suns did scare me a little bit with Nash and
Stat.
And Stat. Yeah, and but it was like
those Nuggets.
That Nuggets team, man, with Nene and
Birdman,
J.R. Smith, Billups at one point.
Yep.
Just scary. And then Melo was like their dog.
Killer.
Like real killer, man. So, you know, I always give Melo his props whenever I can.
Who was the I think he was Croatian, do you remember? Oh, Linus Kleiza. Yeah.
Fire.
Lithuanian, I think. That guy.
Edward Nahara.
Yep.
Eduardo Nahara, sorry.
That's another one right there.
Anthony Carter,
yeah. That guy.
It's all coming to me now.
Yeah.
Definitely Nuggets. Good question.
Yeah. Continuing our thread of transitioning from one topic to another. So Angel Reese, 2K cover, new shoe. Also, WNBA All-Star.
Yes. Well deserved.
So the WNBA All-Star rosters are out. They did kind of similar to how the NBA has been doing it. Not most well, I guess they still do the captains, but like
yeah,
they the fans pick the starting five, and then the reserves were picked by coaches and players.
Yeah,
and then they had two captains. So Caitlin Clark was one captain, and Nafisa Collier was another. And they took turns. They first picked their starting five, and then they each picked their bench. Team Clark is going to be Sabrina Ionescu, point guard, Caitlin Clark, shooting guard,
Sasha
Zubali, small forward, Aaliyah Boston, power forward, and Asia Wilson, center.
What? How's that fair?
That is not fair. Fever teammate Kelsey Mitchell on the bench, Gabby Williams from the Seattle Storm, Sonia Citron from the Mystics, and Kiki Arafrin also from the Mystics, both rookies as well, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Jackie Young from the Aces, who is also a bucket, and Kayla Thornton from the newly formed Golden State Valkyries, who are having a nice little season.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good season for as a new coming team. And then Team Collier, Paige Beckers, who I've been saying Buchers this whole time, but and you said it right, but I don't know. I was just like, it's Buchers.
UE, bro. Tricky.
Paige Beckers, probably running point. Alicia Gray in there from the Atlanta Dream. Neka
Ogwumike.
Ogwumike, thank
is
you.
Is that yes. The sister?
Yes.
Okay.
From the, what's her name on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From the Storm, she's in. Brianna Stewart, of course.
Okay, there you go.
And then Nafisa Collier. Which is, like, that's a good starting five, but, man, that starting five across the way.
Come on, man.
Is crazy.
Come on.
Courtney Williams from the Lynx, Skylar Diggins from the Seattle Storm, Angel Reese from the Chicago Sky, Alyssa Thomas from the Mercury, who leads the league in assists, Kelsey Plum Dog from the Sparks representing, and then Rin Howard from the Dream as well.
Not a bad, well-rounded team.
Very well-rounded team. There was a trade. They swapped coaches, which I thought was kind of fun.
Do that? That's cool.
There's this great clip of Caitlin Clark being like, I guess they had discussed a potential trade, which would have been crazy.
I mean, you got to do that too then. That's cool.
The potential trade was that Nafisa Collier was going to send Brianna Stewart to Caitlin Clark's team for Aaliyah Boston. Which Leah Boston's good, but
she is good.
But Stewie is Stewie, dude.
You gotta put Stewie with Asia
and Sabrina. That's the Olympic team right there. That's not fair.
I mean, like these three: Sabrina, Caitlin, and Asia Wilson, and Kelsey Mitchell, dude.
I mean, and Satu Savali is nice. Leah Boston, as you said, is nice. The rookies from the Mystics have been having a great year, and Jackie Young, man, she's a defensive stopper. Like,
yeah,
that team is. I'm expecting them to put the beat down on Nafisa Collier.
That's
team.
For sure. But you know what? It could be one of those things. We've had plenty of All Star games where we're like, this team is nasty,
way better,
and yeah, the other true. Team comes just you know.
In an All Star game, out. You never know.
Yeah,
it's all different. WNBA All Star Weekend is in Indianapolis this year, so
cool.
You know the. Those fans are going to show out for the Fever and Caitlin Clark. July 17th and July 18th. Three-point contest on the 17th on Saturday. And then 5:30 Pacific time is tip. I believe Pacific time is tip-off for the All-Star game.
What was that cool stat you showed me? It was, it's one of the few All-Star WNBA All-Star games that had three rookies?
Yeah, I think this is the first time.
There's a couple with four, though.
It's like one of five, I think, that has three rookies.
Still cool, though, to see.
So, pretty crazy. I think it'll be fun. I think WNBA All-Star will be fun. I think they can maybe show the NBA that, you know, we just want to see players compete.
That's exactly.
Really all we care about. So
this is a good opportunity for them to kind of show them up and actually have a competitive game and, you know, maybe show that the NBA needs to pick it up as well, you know?
I do think the fans in Indiana will absolutely go crazy, too, just because, you know, they love their basketball, they love their fever, and, you know, they do what they do.
I got a fever.
And the only prescription is Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Shall we talk about some shoes?
On the feet?
The shoes that go on your feet.
But these aren't out yet.
No.
So, it's time for new releases.
Travis? some new releases picked by yours truly over there.
What do you think of the three? Do you like them?
The three you picked?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I like all of them.
Okay, good.
And a lot of these, well, not a lot of these, but at least this first pair comes from the sneaker showcase that happened earlier this week that had some heat.
Dude.
Mainly one of our favorite lines, which we have first up here, the Nike Sabrina line with the Sabrina 3. They are not missing.
I know you like these,
This is the All-Star colorway. They're also coming out in a... What were the other colorways?
Blueprint.
Yep.
This blue guy right here, that's fire.
Those are nice.
Ice, yeah, bro.
Those are super nice. I have the Liberty color. I'll put a picture up of that.
Yeah.
But this is the All-Star colorway. The pink lemonade vibes, which cannot be beat.
Watermelon Sunday, baby.
Look at those laces. Those are some pretty thick laces for a basketball shoe.
Thick lace. It looks like it's got like a fly knit almost around the whole shoe.
Yeah.
Material. Super cool. Well, I was going to say, release date 24th on sneakers.
Of July.
Nice. This month. Very, very soon.
I'm sure they will also be doing giveaways at the WNBA All-Star Weekend.
For sure.
Kind of how they did it for the NBA
Special
All-Star
releases,
Weekend.
Special releases, you know, merch.
Yeah.
July 18th is the Blueprint pair.
Oh, okay. That is the All-Star game. So.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, fitting to have it on the day of the game. Designed by Ben Nathong Comey, who we've spoken about here. Shout out him, who's designed plenty of awesome shoes. It has a cushion 3.0 unit on the bottom and a air zoom unit, which is awesome. And here's something that I don't know if you feel the same. I kind of like the 1 and 2 better than this.
I can respect that right now. I think I want to see a little more of these. I mean, that other colorway, the Blueprint colorway.
Fire.
The way that it looks like the Statue of Liberty is nuts and super cool.
Yeah.
I will want to see these on foot. But I feel like it's kind of a departure a little bit from the design of the other two,
mm-hmm.
where I'll put a comparison up here. But, you know, if you remember the second, number two especially.
Mud guard.
It has the guard that goes up all the way up the eyelets, which, and she had, I believe the first one kind of had a similar feature as well.
It did. And I think you know what it is for me that was the straw was the it was a little more pointy than the 1 and 2, and the 3 is a little more rounded in the front.
Yeah,
you notice that?
I think yeah,
almost like a Kobe. What is that? Like an 8, I think, or a 10?
I mean, the back 9? Half of this looks almost exactly like a Kobe 5. Mm-hmm.
Hey, her favorite player.
Broke.
Her favorite player.
So I am excited for these though. I mean, I just love the Sabrina line, man, and they're pretty cheap too. They're usually like $120, $115. So for a basketball shoe,
can't go wrong with that price, bro.
It's a great deal. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for these. The laces are really pulling me in. I mean, I guess I could throw on fat laces anywhere, but you know, the fact that they're integrated into this design,
it's already part of the colorway.
Yeah,
fire. Yeah, and I love that it's like they made the orange or. What is that, like a peach watermelon color in the middle along with the same colored laces. I love that.
Yeah, fire. That's super nice.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful shoe.
Next up we have, oh man, You're going to have to tell me something about this, because this you did not tell me about these. You were hiding them.
I'm not going to lie. You are a very knowledgeable sneakerhead now, but I'm very surprised you didn't know about the trainer one.
I am not that knowledgeable. I am faking it. Don't tell anybody. We have Nike SB pairing with San Diego-based skate shop Arts Rec.
Yeah.
For the Air Trainer 1. I believe I read on Sneaker News that this is going to be the first time this model is released in 5 or so years.
5 years, yes. 2019, I believe.
And I mean, they got the safari print. They got the big strap with their name on it. Mm-hmm. This is a crazy shoe, and it is dope.
I love it. One of my favorite models. It's also an SB. Crazy.
Yes.
So the cushion... Look at the leather on that maroon.
Oh, man.
And then you have
suede swoosh checks.
It's like a light pink.
Yeah.
With the safari, like you said, and then the buttery suede right here.
These are
ridiculous. It's every material.
These are ridiculous. Every material,
basically. Just a cool model. Obviously, it was worn by Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Until he had his own shoe. One of the older models, along with the Air Max 1, you know, 90, 95, all those.
Yeah.
No price just yet on these shoes and on the Dunks, but they are coming out on sneakers on the 18th. They just put them up there.
Oh, really? They just did?
And a brief, or if you don't know anything about the Arts and Rec store, it is in San Diego. They have two locations.
Yep.
Chula Vista and Barrio Logan. And it was a cool thing about it is it was an 18-year-old skater named Kellen James who started the company in 2018 and is now one of the top skate shops in San Diego. So cool for him to be able to do that.
All our San Diego homies.
San Diego,
you're out there.
You know we got love for SD. Maybe not the Padres.
But
well,
the
I got
city,
love for
the
SD.
The city in general.
Yes.
Make sure to check it out. If all our sneakerhead friends down there, this is, you know... One of not seldom sneaker releases that are based out of SD. So,
yeah,
you know,
for reals.
Make sure if you guys are interested, this is a crazy pair. I love it. I think it's super dope.
The original Air Trainer 1s, all of them have the OG Nike that go across the strap. But,
oh, nice.
But in this, obviously in this colorway, it says Art and the other one says Rec. Fire.
Here's a look at the co-releasing Dunk that's coming out. These are also super nice. Very similar vibes. So, again, if you guys are down there and maybe this is just toned down enough for you guys, this is also going to be a pair that I think will be super hot. I did check out their website. I didn't see any release information for them in store yet or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure if you guys popped down there and asked about it, they'd be happy to tell you because these are... I don't know, man. These are pretty nice.
I mean, me and you, we're suckers for the safari print, bro. Like, you throw that on anything, and I'll take two.
One, please.
Yeah. I do believe they aren't doing the rollout just yet because they're doing the raffles for the Levi's
95s. Yes, they are doing that raffle.
That we spoke about last week. So I'm sure they're going to get that out the way and then get their stuff and have a big, you know.
They're going to let you know.
Promotion for it, yeah.
Both of these pairs, I believe, are supposed to come out on July 18th as well,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Nike's releasing a lot on the 18th.
Dude, they're going off that weekend.
And then moving away from the good old swoosh, we have one
Our
more.
Old friend.
Yes. We have Ronnie Fieg and Kith teaming up once again with New Balance.
For their 7,000th collab.
but these... Mm-hmm. These are nice.
You know, doing research on this, I found out something. And let me know if this affects how you feel about New Balance a little bit. They're a huge Boston-based company.
No.
Nothing to do with Celtics.
I will
but,
say, though, like every know. Time some people I know, they recently had a trip to Boston and they posted, like, so happy to be here. And they're from here. I know they're Lakers fans.
Yeah.
And they were wearing... Red Sox hats, which is, you know, the Dodgers and the Red Sox aren't like rivals, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime anything Boston, I like start twitching. I'm
Same.
Like, that's not allowed.
That's why sorry to get sidetracked a little bit, but the Dodgers played the Astros recently.
We didn't even watch.
Got yeah.
Which maybe is why
swept.
They lost by 1,000 points.
That's why it was bad luck. You should have watched.
Yeah.
But there was one game where Altuve was signing autographs for Dodger fans.
Dude, no.
And there was a huge uproar, like, I would not want an autograph from that guy. Do you remember? I don't care. Don't care if you never see him again.
No, I would never. Do you remember last season? I think it was last season in the playoffs when the Dodgers were playing the Padres, and that guy caught the home run ball from Manny Machado, mm-hmm. and he pretended to throw it back. He tucked it under his arm and pulled out another ball. He had another one prepped? That is some preparation right there. Super That's crazy. Prep.
And for the dream to actually happen, like, if I get it, I'll throw the other one. And it happened.
Works, and it's Machado, like a former Dodger. Granted, it's only 1 year.
Yeah.
I think he got caught mid-game, though. Like, people were, like, on Twitter, like, yo, this dude kept the ball, and, like, he had to throw it. He ended up throwing it back or something anyways.
He's so. All... You can see it. It's like, dude, like, this camera's everywhere.
Anyways. New Balance.
Going back.
Go off.
This is a... King? Yeah. This is a indoor soccer-inspired model. So
the 204L?
Yes.
The New Balance names are confusing as hell, dude.
Too many numbers, bro.
And then you add on the letter, and it's like, is this different?
That doesn't
than
help.
Like, it's just a 204? What?
No, that's the 204M. No. Indoor soccer shoe. Kith is shying away from the... 2010 model,
yeah.
202Rs, you know, the usual suspects that yep. they collab with New Balance with. So a cool model that you don't usually see. I actually like it. I do like it. Right? It's nice. It's super chill. The difference between a lot of the shoes that we do feature on here is, do you notice the very, very thin sole?
Do you think it's thin? I mean, I guess kind of in the middle there.
Yeah.
It does get a little bit thin. Yeah.
I think that's to kind of emulate the soccer shoe and
yeah.
kind of like a tightness of it, and
yeah, not too okay. much of, I see what you mean.
Not
yeah.
too much of a sole, because obviously there's a cleat in the bottom. But yeah, I mean, I that's why I think I liked it. This is the shape of the top with a kind of a smaller sole, so I like that. I would probably get the orange pair.
I think I'd probably go for the teal
is fire.
Pair.
Yeah,
again with the big laces, I like that. I mm-hmm. like throwing that on kind of more different shoes. You know,
yeah.
No release info, but I feel like the last time we talked about, you know, a Kith New Balance collab, it was like they were out within the month or so. So
and
keep your eyes peeled.
Yes, that's cool that you brought that up, because usually when Ronnie or Kith will tease something like this, it's within the next month or 2 months, it'll be out already.
I also did, I checked Kith because they have their own app, which is nice.
Fire.
And I didn't see anything yet, but I forgot my login info, so I couldn't see the raffles page. So maybe it's there already, mm-hmm. but I don't think it is yet.
No, I think we're probably a couple months out.
A little early.
Yeah.
But a good way to close it out. I am excited about this. I love that usually, too, Kith does, like, a couple colorways.
Yeah.
I like that they pick a model, and then they're like, hey, we're giving you two or three.
Yeah, you have a selection, like, choices. Right?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about these. I'm going to keep my eye on this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for new releases.
Keep an eye out, guys.
Let us know.
Let us know what you got or what you're going for, or are you some type of rapper and have these already?
Are you not a sneakerhead?
Are you PJ Tucker?
How'd you get here? If you are PJ Tucker, please call us.
I didn't kill him.
We are dating now.
We're dating
now. But with that said, that means it is time for the Coppity and the Droppity.
Yes.
I said a cop. Drop a cop,
a drop it to the cop, cop, drop and you don't stop.
You rock it to the... Anyways. cop or drop. And I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to shake it up a little bit.
Ooh.
One pair we have talked about extensively on this show. Shout out to, like, episode 9.
Anta.
And then another pair we have never really done a deep dive on.
Ooh, okay.
But we're sticking. I wanted to highlight Reebok. You know, they're making their comeback. So
Reebok, huh?
We have the Question.
Wow.
And the Shaq Gnosis.
Ooh.
So a little mid-90s Reebok action for you.
Yeah. So I had the answers. You know, this is the question.
These are the questions.
And then there's the answers.
You had the answers.
I had the answers. And for this copper drop, I also have the answer.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
But this is the question.
Who's on first?
The question is, will you cop this one or will you drop this one?
Before you get any crazier.
Doesn't get much crazier than this.
Yeah. They dropped a golf version yes, of that.
It looks weird, though.
You don't like it? It's because it's flat at the bottom.
Yeah,
it's
didn't flat. They took out, the, like, talk about no air soul. Unit. They're like, bye-bye.
Just the top.
It did not look like a question.
It's this and this that make it look like it,
that's
for sure.
It.
Yeah. And I do love the Reebok question. I chose Allen Iverson as my sixth man on our video, if you guys saw that.
Shout out Team Julian, because we won for sure.
You did. You guys didn't win. I hate you. But I still love my team. Anyways, Shaq Gnosis is fire, right?
Classic.
We're in the movie.
Yes.
Music videos. Shaq's, one of Shaq's models. Legendary shoe.
Marketing mastermind, that guy.
And you said it yourself, Angel Reese has her own colorway of a Shaq
Gnosis.
Which
is cool. Fire. It's a crazy colorway, but it's cool.
Not, you don't see people doing that with their own shoe. But I'm going to have to go with the question, man.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to go with the question just because it's a fire shoe on foot. It's super comfortable. And that colorway specifically, I love.
This is kind of the classic colorway with the blue kind of translucent sole.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to have to go with the Shaq Gnosis.
Okay.
I love Fair Shaq. AI is obviously one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, you know, greatest ever, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Shaq is one of my favorite players ever.
Yeah.
Such a funny personality. And
why didn't you choose him for your team then? We both decided not to use him.
He's available. Yeah. The Shaq Gnosis, I don't know. Just such a unique, like, take on a shoe.
Yeah.
You don't really see that. And to me, personally, I mean, I do agree that the questions are better on foot. But I don't know. I feel like these are a little... They got a little bit of a grandpa shoe vibe.
Whoa.
They got a little bit of
a little dad shoe
yes.
vibe. Okay. It's like French dipped, you know, like the tip.
Yeah. Yeah. splash of fun.
A
and
splash
then the
of
rest
red.
Is fine.
Yeah. Dad.
I do think they're better on foot, so I feel like that always changes it. Mm-hmm. But the Shaq Gnosis, I mean, that's like, if you wear those, fire. people are gonna be like, hey,
oh, you
respect.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
His head is full of sneakers.
It's full. And this is both from the bigger shoe era, right? Like a puffier shoe.
Big shoe era, 90s yeah. shoe era. They're probably, I think they're only like a year or two apart in release.
Yeah.
So back when, you know, Reebok was at its height. So we'll see.
What a great copper drop. And now they're, you know, executives for Reebok.
Yeah.
So cool, dude. Nice. Nicely done on that.
Let us know which pair you guys are going to cop and which you would drop. Leave a comment. Let mm-hmm. us know if you have a pair, because, you know, I know that they re-released the question recently, and I think Shaq Gnosis every once in a while still gets
once in a blue moon. Yeah. Post your Reebok questions and your Shaq Gnosis. I know there's different colorways of both, so
let's see them.
Post them.
But thank you for copying and dropping.
Thank you as well.
And we'll get to some heat on them feet.
Ooh.
Once again, sticking with the W this week.
Okay.
Heat on feet. First up. I wanted to check on none other than Sabrina Ionescu and see what she was wearing. She has been
that
balling.
Dude, she's on fire right
But
now.
This is the Sabrina 2 that she wore. Here's a closer look in kind of this like gray colorway. This shoe, man.
Dude, goated, bro.
I want to take another closer look at the first Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
But this shoe, I remember when this came out, it was like, oh, snap.
That purple one with black?
Yes,
and we
the
were
purple
like,
one.
We were going crazy
we were like,
over
it's
that.
Over.
It's over.
Super cool shoe. I like the detail here on the toe with her number.
Yep.
And of course her signature, which is on every pair.
Damn,
she's been super balling out though. This game was just a few days ago, July 8th, against the struggling Las Vegas Aces.
What she got?
Balling out. 28 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, a block, and only 3 turnovers and 1 foul on 9 of 23 shooting. Only 1 of 9 from downtown, so that's a bit rough. But, I mean,
lucky for the Aces.
She's been 5th in total scoring this year, and then 6th in total assists and total steals this
Dang.
Year. So she's having a great year.
28, 8-8 is wild.
That's nasty.
Dude.
Brianna Stewart finished with 15 points and 7 rebounds and 5 assists, so a pretty darn good game for Stewie, too.
Fire.
And then on the other end of that, I wanted to take a look at another Nike signature shoe, Asia Wilson and the A1, baby.
I was going to send this to you last night because I love Rugrats.
Is this a Rugrats themed release?
It's after What's her name? I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Susie?
Susie, yes.
Wow, I thought it was Susie supposed to be colorway. Like a pineapple colorway.
I mean, I loved the Doug and Rugrats so much. So that when I saw this, I was like, man, shout out Asia for doing a colorway like this, because that means she probably liked the cartoon too, you know?
Yeah, love me some Rugrats. Again. What, that's a cool tie-in. Good call, dude.
Again, this model?
Pretty nice. Pretty buttery, pretty smooth.
Fire.
In line with a lot of the newer Nike stuff. Mm-hmm. But this PE is super dope.
Sick.
So this kind of does put a wrinkle in the whole All-Star thing and the season going forward for the Aces. She did get hurt in this game. Mm-hmm. About halfway through the second quarter. They're calling it a wrist injury right now, and there's not any update
at
the moment. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see, you know, what the future holds for her. Hopefully she can play in the All-Star game. But the Aces overall, I mean, this is going to hurt their season. I don't really know why they're having such a tough time. I mean, they lost Plum Dog, so that hurts. But, you know, I kind of thought...
You think it was enough of a change?
I don't know, because they kind of ended up replacing her with Jackie Young in some ways. So I feel like between Asia, Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, I thought this team should be back in, like, championship contention. But they're struggling.
They're struggling.
They have a losing record. So, yeah. In her 14 minutes of limited play, Asia finished with only 2 points off of 2 free throws. 0 for 3 from the field, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Dana Evans for the Aces ended up with 16 points in 14 minutes. 5 of 9 off the bench.
Microwave.
And Jackie Young finished with 19 points.
Jackie Young.
And then lastly, love it or hate it, we got the face of the WNBA making her return earlier today as of this podcast. It is none other than Caitlin Clark.
Dude, look at those Kobe's, man.
And I know you're looking at those and saying,
it's
the Bruce Lee's, but it is not. It is. I think it's a PE for her as we get a closer look here. Very similar to a Bruce Lee.
Iowa colorway?
I think, yeah.
Could be.
It kind of seems like an Iowa colorway. Mm-hmm. The Fever also kind of have those colors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here is, I wanted to get one other decent look at it too, because... Kind of almost Pacers. I mean, the Fever colors are very similar to Pacers.
Such a sucker for black and yellow, dude.
I'm almost wondering if this is a dark, dark blue.
That would make sense.
Because that's kind of the Fever colorway, yeah. And the Pacers colorway.
Can I just say, too,
shout out... The Indiana colorway.
shout out, I love the logo of the Sox. I love their socks.
Yes. Yeah. WNBA logo is pretty nice.
Super sick.
Caitlin Clark made her return after a groin injury.
How long was she out?
She, I think, was out... Since
it was a good amount.
Like 2 weeks, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. End of June. They ended up getting smacked by the Valkyries, though. 61-80.
Oh, sheesh.
Caitlin Clark finished with 10 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal, no blocks, 4 turnovers, and 1 foul, and 4 of 12 from the field. Aaliyah Boston, she also ended up with kind of a rough go of things. Only 6 points on 2 of 8 for the field. And all-star Kayla Thornton for the Valkyries had 18 points. And Veronica Burden finished with 21 for the Valkyries as well. So they're rolling over there, man.
What do you think the Fever could use to become an elite team? Because I feel like they're middle of the pack with Caitlin just kind of like... To putting the team on their back.
She's been in and out of the lineup a lot.
She's been hurt.
Right now they need a strong big. Yeah, is where my mind goes.
Well, what would be a cool duo with Caitlin? Like Stewie?
Stewie.
Oh.
Stewie would be ridiculous. I can't think of her name right now, but the center.
Liz Cambridge.
The center on the Liberty. Jonquel Jones. I mean, she's super good, so it would be tough to, like, get her.
Yeah.
Brittany Griner would be
cool.
Crazy, mm-hmm. But also, again, tough get, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just a strong...
Because it seems like she's carrying a lot of the load, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, you could get someone to torch people off the bench or, mm-hmm. like, just another guard, but I do feel like a defensive center would kind of anchor things. Allow Aaliyah Boston maybe to do a little more on the offensive end. But, you know, I do think in some ways Caitlin can elevate a team to be
do it herself.
By herself. Mm-hmm. So we shall see.
And another question, is this PE coming out?
Not that I know of, but okay. We did talk about a while ago.
They should.
In addition to the one that just came out that was like really Fever themed with the red laces and the yellow trim and stuff, they are releasing another one of her P's, but I think it's a 6 this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that gray and blue one.
Mm-hmm.
That is also coming out.
That, dude, it's like mostly...
It's like an ice color.
Yeah, almost. That was super nice.
Yeah, that one's going to come out sometime soon. I think later this summer, maybe August. So, you know, they're letting the Caitlin Clark Kobe PEs fly.
Dude, she's keeping that the Kobe vibe going, you know.
Yeah, man, for real. I've been thinking like when her signature shoe drops, watch out, everybody.
It's going to change the world.
Yeah. But that is all I got for the heat that is on top of the feet.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome very much.
And before we go...
No, I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving. I'm not letting you go. You are kidnapped.
Wow.
Help.
Party corner?
We're...
Help.
Party corner? Love you.
Don't help.
Stump the Statty Daddy, everybody.
That's me.
If you are with somebody, go ahead and play along.
Stump your statty.
Stump your partner that you're with.
Stump your partner round and round.
All
right. Stump them right into
the ground. Here you go, Mr. Statty Daddy. Stat number one, highest earner in the NBA without making an all-star team.
Like career earnings or?
Career earnings without making an all-star team. Here's his career earnings. Don't look. $273 million. He's had three really big contracts.
Without ever making an all-star game.
Yeah.
My mind kind of goes to like...
Let me know if you want a clue. You want
Lou Williams or Jamal Crawford. It's like a six man, but like not obviously good enough to be an all-star. But those guys, I don't feel like they ever got a contract that big.
No.
Without ever being an all-star, $270 million.
You want his position?
Yeah.
Power forward. Not a bad player either.
Without ever Maybe making not an all-star the, game.
Not lately, but...
He's not really power forward, but Al Jefferson?
No. I love Al Jefferson.
Who is like a nasty power forward, but... Oh, Zach Randolph?
No.
I feel like he made an all-star team at least once.
I think he did too. I don't know if he made that much money though.
Maybe not, yeah. He was around for a while though.
Let's see. This guy was... Oh, well, that's tough. He played both coasts.
This guy... Is named
power forward
Elton Brand. I think he was also an all star.
No, this guy played with what's the thing? I know. I might give it away though. I don't want to say it. He looks like J. Cole.
Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris.
Dang.
Actually,
that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he was always good, but he was never an all star.
He always got paid, though.
He got super. Dude,
that's a great stat.
The Philadelphia contract.
That contract ruined them, yeah. That's a. Wow. What a great stat.
Okay.
That's rough.
You might know this one. Most all defensive teams of all time.
That would be Mr. Tim Duncan.
Very good. With 15.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he and KG and Kobe are tied for the most all defensive first teams.
They are.
But yeah, Tim's got them beat on.
But with all dude, together.
I think those were like 15 in a row. It's like there wasn't a year in
either first peaks. Or second.
Yeah.
It's like
crazy.
Disgusting. Kobe and KG are second tied with 12.
Which, to take a very brief detour, that's why whenever I see people that... I saw something recently about, like, oh, people didn't have Kobe in their top five until after he died. I'm like, you guys don't know. Like, that he did it on both ends. You don't get all defensive team, like, 18 times or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Just because you're a name. Like,
yeah.
They don't do that for LeBron. They don't do that for KD. Like, Kobe was out there, like, busting ass. So
thank you for bringing that up. Screw all of you with the dumb Kobe slander.
Party corner, you're out of here.
Not all of you, just the ones talking bad about Kobe, because it's not fair. Like now that Robbie. He's gone, all of a sudden you want to bring something up.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of three players to win, to be MVP and get all defensive first team? Is that what was it? Michael Jordan?
It's like him, MJ, and
D-Wade.
Giannis. Because D-Wade never got MVP.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think it's Giannis. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I'm sure Hakeem, too.
Yeah. But I mean, That's a very short list, yeah. Dude. Okay, guys, last stat. This one's pretty cool. Almost like a tribute stat. Also, because there's other ones, other stats that go along with this one. Coach that coached the most NBA teams.
The most NBA teams. Mike Brown.
Close.
He's got to be up there with the Knicks.
Close. Very close. Another, like last week, legendary coach.
Okay. Probably not Don Nelson, but he's probably up there.
He's up there.
I can't. Lenny Wilkins?
No.
He coached so many teams.
I think.
Goggles?
Glasses.
Who wears glasses?
Legendary coach.
Phil? No.
No.
He only coached two teams.
Three. Yeah. Knicks.
Did he coach the Knicks? Wasn't he just the executive?
That's right.
And he hired D. Fish?
Oh, he hired D. Fish as coach. That's right. Most notably for... I don't want to give it away.
The glasses.
I like it when you figure it out. He's coached some Hall of Famers for sure. Mostly known for coaching an East Coast team. Been to the finals. Here, let me give you some
Larry Brown? Is it Larry Brown?
Nice. Larry Brown. Nine teams.
Larry Brown. Wow, really?
Also, cool stat.
I'm surprised that someone hasn't broken that.
Nine teams?
Yeah.
Mike Brown's on the way.
Mike Brown's got to be close.
He also holds the record for most teams that coached to go to the playoffs with 8. And he is also the only coach to win both an NCAA championship and an NBA title.
Wow, that's a great stat.
So he won the national chip with Kansas in 88, and then obviously the Pistons when they beat the Lakers in 04. So
Larry Brown, man, good
legend.
Coach.
Yeah, super legend.
Yeah, that's a good one. These were some killer stats.
I'm getting really specific now.
But they're awesome.
Tobias
Harris one is blowing my mind.
273 mil for a guy who didn't make an all-star team is kind of crazy. I guess you don't have to make one, but you...
When you get paid like that, they certainly hope you make one.
You should be a monster.
Yeah.
But that's all we got for this week. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Please tune in to our social media and our YouTube channels for all the videos coming out this week. We got some cool content for you. Go Dodgers. It is All-Star Weekend for the MLB. Get healthy.
Yeah, rest up.
Rest up. And we'll see all you guys next week on the Flippity Floppy. This is his best season so far, defensive-wise and shortstop, but the bat is not there.